Father, we have sit at your feet yesterday. We understood that God not only look at the heart, He look at the amount we give. For the little we give represent the little of our love to Jesus. And the more we gave is the representation of the much love that is in our heart for Jesus. So Lord, not only look at our offering, but you also look at our heart. So Lord, I pray that this morning, according to Psalm, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. Verse 3. By wisdom the house is built. By understanding the house is established. And by knowledge the chambers of the house are filled with precious and pleasant riches. Lord, may you fill us not just with knowledge but also understanding and wisdom this morning. Lord, teach us how to walk in your ways. You who are a God who planned the beginning of time and planned the ending of time. You are the one that planned the birth of Jesus on the face of this earth. You are the one that planned for the creation of the church after the resurrection of Jesus. You plan for the times and seasons that at the maturity and the climax of the times that all things will be one in Christ. Lord, we understood that you are a God of planning. And this morning, Lord, may you unfold your plan to us. And we thank you for all that you are about to teach us this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, a word came into my heart. Psalms 37, verse 24. In verse 24, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, I want you to ponder deeper over this statement. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Who is the God of this good man? Nothing happened in this universe by chance or by accident. There is only God's incident and not accident. Who is this God of verse 24? Every step that you take are ordered by the Lord. God is like the grandmaster of the chess piece. Every move you make, actually you are the pawn in the hands of the master.
我们其实就是在每这一盘棋在里面当中的那个棋子。
So who is this God that we worship?
那到底我们所敬拜的这位神是谁呢？
The God who plans our move on this earth.
也就是来计划预定我们在这地上面所做出一切行动的一位神。
I come to Taiwan in this time is under the planning of God.
所以我知道今天我在这个时候，今年的这个时候来到台湾来做这个教导，也是在神的预定之中。
I am very bold because I know God planned this move.
我非常能够勇敢的跟大家来讲，这是神他所预定我来做这样的一件事。
God is a God who plans every event and every happenings on the face of this earth.
你知道吗？在地上所发生的每一件事情，都是在神的预定里面。
And we as His children must be like our Father.
因此当我们是成为神子民成为神子女的人，我们的行事为人就要像神一样。
God plans every move, we must plan every move too on this earth.
既然神他在每一件事情上面都有他的计划，有他的安排，我们所做的每一件事情也应当有计划安排。
We will entitle this sermon Prayerful Planning for All Affairs of Life.
所以我们今天早晨的主题就是所谓的为我们 生命、每一件事情附上祷告的计划。
You know, I am very surprised that Christians never use wisdom or common sense sometimes.
我在基督徒里面常发现到一件事情让我有点惊讶的，就是我们好像不太用智慧，或者是不太用一些基本常识来做一些计划。
You know what they do? They say, if I want to be successful and if I want to be prosperous, all I have to do is just pray and pray and pray.
我们可能常会听到，就是有基督徒认为说，啊，我既然要得，我要得丰盛，我要富有，那我就只要祷告，祷告，祷告，我不需要去花时间去做计划。
Now I'm not belittling prayer. I believe in prayer.
我在这里并不是什么轻看祷告。我绝对相信祷告。
But if all you do is pray, 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 then is there something wrong with how you order your life?
但是如果你在你生命里面，你所做的一切都只是祷告，祷告，祷告，你不做计划，不用智慧，那就有点。
I'm amazed that many leaders and many intercessors, all they do is pray, pray, pray.
我在一些这个属灵的领袖长辈里面啊，或者是说一些代祷者，就看到这样的一个通病。
They don't understand that certain operations on this earth will not happen if you just pray, pray, pray.
因为他们似乎不明白，在世上的有一些事情不是只单靠祷告就能够形成，你必须要什么附上一些计划。
I'm provoking your thinking again.
所以今天你发现什么？我又再一次的来这个。应该说是这个来
刺激你们的
一些想法。
Because what we need is we need a combination.
我们要知道是我们需要两者的平衡。
Prayer and planning.
不只是祷告，还要有计划。
That's why my title is called Prayerful Planning of All Affairs of Life.
因此我们今天的主题才会称为为生命所有一切事情附上祷告性的计划。
Look at our God.
来看看我们的神。
When God tells Noah to build an ark,
当神他来指示挪亚要来造方舟的时候，
Did he say, well, according to your whims and fancy, according to your experience, just go and chop down some wood and build a boat?
上帝他是不是 跟挪亚讲说，就根据你过去的一些尝试啊，知识啊，或者是就随便砍几根木头，然后 看你要怎么盖就怎么盖。
No, God gives specific instruction on how to construct the ark.
我们看到神他怎么很清清楚楚的告诉挪亚，指示他怎么样的 来盖这个方舟。
And when God told Moses to build the tabernacle,
那当神他又指示摩西要来盖这个约柜的时候呢？
Did he say, oh, you can build according to how you feel that you have learned through life?
他有没有跟摩西讲说，就随便看你那时候感觉怎么样，随便你怎么盖。
God gives specific instruction on how to construct the entire tabernacle.
神其实他什么非常清楚的指示，摩西要怎么样的来建造这个约柜。
And every construction of every furniture must be precisely what God has laid down the instruction.
那甚至这个殿里面呢，他所有一切的摆设，包括他的这个材料，都应该要怎么摆，要放啊，要怎么去盖，都很有很清楚的指示。
The architectural planning of the structure of the tabernacle are planned by God.
这个整个殿里面，它所有一些建筑的架构都有非常清楚的一个计划。
If you want to be successful and prosperous in life, you need to plan your every move.
因此，你如果要看见你的生命，在你的生命里面去经历到什么，经历到神所给你的丰盛和成功，你就必须要学会要做计划。
Everyone wants to be successful.
我们每一个人都想成功。
But I notice when I go around and ask them, I notice that they don't know how to be successful.
但当我仔细一问的话，就发现很多人并不知道要怎么样的能够成功。
And I look at their life and say, this brother doesn't know how to operate in life. He will take many years to succeed.
当我看，比方说看见一个弟兄，了解他的状况的时候，就发现要让他走上成功之路，可能还要花好几年的时间。
Today we're going to talk about the first move on your journey of success and prosperity in life.
所以我们今天要来探讨，就是在你要踏上这个丰盛成功之路的第一步是什么？
This is the first move after your seasons of prayer.
这个是什么？这个第一步呢，是在你已经有开始操练一个非常有规律性的一个祷告生活之后，你所要踏出去的。
Amen. So would you turn your Bible with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 14?
我们可不可以一起翻到箴言第十一篇？第十一章，然后第十四节。
Where there is no guidance, the people fall. But in the abundance of counselors, there is victory.
在箴言第十一章第十四节这么说：无智谋，民就败落；谋事多，人便安居。
What do you mean when there is no guidance or no counsel that the people will fall?
到底这边所谓的没有智谋、到底是什么意思呢？
This word counsel or guidance come from the Hebrew word tabola、
这个智谋在希伯来文原文是这么说，是 tabola。
And it means guidance or a plan that are purposely directed、
这个原文的意思 是指什么？是有目的性的，它是一种属于有目的性的一个引导、一个计划、一个指引。
It is a pictorial picture of a ship that is at the harbor, and the ship is about to move, and there is a sailor that is pulling that rope to steer the ship towards a certain direction.
意思就是说，它常常被用在一个所谓这样，直到 一艘船，它本来是停在港口里面，然后呢，因为水手他知道怎么样的把这个船驶向一个目的地，因此借着这个水手照着那个航线而很清楚的朝向那个目的驶出。
In other words, victory, success, prosperity is only found among the people that have specific direction in life.
因此我们所谓的成功，所谓的丰盛，这一切都只能发生在什么样的人身上？就是那些他们是有目的性的计划，他们知道他们的方向在哪里的人身上。
Would you turn your Bible to Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 22?
我们一起翻到箴言第十五篇二十二节。
Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisers they succeed.
不先商议，所谋无效，谋事众多，所谋乃成。
And the word counsel there is the word court.
在这个地方所谓的谋事呢是什么？
A court, a Hebrew word. It means the secret counsel of private consultation among a company of people.
它是在希伯来文叫 court。那这个意思就是指说是在一个私人性的、比方说我们现代的言语来讲，是在一个私人性的机构或者是公司行号里面，你有一个自己专聘的一个顾问，一个个人的一个顾问或者是一个智囊团。
It is a plan written on a drawing board by a committee of advisor for plan actions。
那也就是在一般公司里面，我们可以了解到可能有这样的一群智囊团，他们会什么在幕后呢，在公司的幕后专门在做一些的规划，在他们的规划上面你可以看得到这个公司他要走的方向还有他所有的策略。
Nobody becomes very successful in life without advisors by his side.
你知道没有一个人可以在他的生命里面，就是说他不需要去靠一些谋士，靠一些人的建议的协助来让他得到成功。
And nobody in the ministry ever becomes successful if you don't have mentors over your life.
所以对，在服事的工厂也是一样，如果在你个人的身上，你没有找到任何一个属灵的一个长辈来做你的遮盖，来门徒训练你的话，你也没有办法在你的事工上成功。
A lot of people are not successful in the ministries because they don't have mentors.
我们看到很多人他在服事的工厂上不成功，就是因为他缺少这样的一个属灵的长辈来带领他。
And the word plan is there. If you don't have a plan, you cannot be successful.
那计划是什么？我们如果没有计划，就没有办法成功。
The word plan that in the Hebrew is Masha Shabbat.
计划在希伯来文里面叫 Masha Shabbat.
It means to devise a plan after much forethought.
也就是说这个原文的意思是指在很多这个 forethought 在事先经过事先许多的思考之后呢做出来的一些的这个计划。
You know what I discover about Christians?
我在基督徒里面发现一件事情。
Please don't be offended if I'm going to say this statement.
听到之后请你不要觉得受伤。
A lot of people like to pray.
很多人喜欢祷告对不对？
A lot of people like to worship.
很多人喜欢敬拜
but they never think.
但他们都不去想不去动脑筋
They are great prayer warriors but not great thinkers.
他们你会发现他们是什么非常好的征战勇士但却不太是一个会动脑筋的人
If you want to be successful you need to be a thinker.
如果你要看见自己成功你就必须要训练自己成为一个思考的人
Here the Bible says devise a plan after much forethought.
所以这个地方它这个词是讲什么在你经过深思熟虑之后所做出来的一个详细的计划
I plan my every move
对我来讲 我会为我所做的每一件事情做出计划
Every year I will seek God for the new year and I will plan in advance
每一年我都会为隔年第二年我所应该要做的事情讲到任何一件事情我都会来神面前寻求
In this sabbatical leave and the Lord began to show me what should be my plan for the year 2004 and 2005 what message that will be the word from heaven for the nations
对我来讲在我的这个休息这个安息年的时候在这段时间我就是在跟神求我在2004年以及2005年我这两年我应该要讲到的内容是什么或者是神他对某些国家他们带出来的话语是什么
That's why Christians are not successful because they are very religious
所以为什么我们基督徒多半都是什么失败者因为呢我们都太过于宗教化了
Because we use our tongue to pray but we don't use our brain to thinkOur tongue to pray.
我们因为我们都是怎么用舌头祷告，但是呢，我们却没有用我们的脑子来做计划。
The Lord said, "I'm going to send you to the nations, and every time you preach, I want you to provoke their thinking."
那神他对我讲有很清楚的一个交代，就是每一次当我到外面去讲到去教导的时候呢，他就要我什么来去刺激美，去改变很多人的一些思想。
Do you know that your brain is a muscle?
你知不知道你的大脑里面其实是很多肌肉
The more you use it, the more sharp it is. The more you don't use it, the more you lose it.
所以就是什么你越去锻炼你大脑的肌肉的话你会越聪明那脑子越灵活你越不去用它就越钝了
Amen. Now let's look at Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 18.
那我们再来看箴言二十篇
Verse 18.
第十八节
Prepare plans by consultation and make war by wise guidance. In another version, it says, the secret of good planning, wars are won by skillful strategy.
计谋都凭筹算立定，打仗要凭智谋。但是有另外一个的翻译的方法是讲说，这些所谓的筹算是指一个什么秘密性的一个私底下他精心的一个筹划。
In other words,In that verse alone, from these two translations, you discover there are certain ingredients for victory.
所以我们从这两种不同的翻译版本，我们看到是什么？ 在要能够得胜，要过一个得胜的生活，其实是有一些的重要要素。
If you want to be a good general,
如果你要成为一个什么，一个很棒的一个将军。
You know how I look at see whether you are a general? Great generals are great thinkers.
我怎么样来断定你是不是一个在这个神国度里面一个好的将领呢？就是看你是不是一个思考的人。
Here it talks about purpose, plan, counsel, goals.Strategies before you go into war.
这一段这一句经节里面就已经提到所有的什么计划、想法、思考，还有我们的这个目的、目标，都讲得非常的清楚。
Because this word in verse 18, consultation in the Hebrew is the word itza.
这个筹算在希伯来文是叫做所谓的 itza.
And itza means purpose, advice, plan.
筹算在，所以它这个原文的意思是指什么？是指目的，是这种一种建议，一种目的。
It is a twofold process.
是一个两方面的一个过程。
It involves deliberate planning.
第一个是讲到它是一个有计划性的一种有目的性的计划。
As well as resolute in execution of that plan action.
那第二点，第二方面呢，就是什么？你有了计划之后，要把它确实的执行出来。
Now I'm going to say something. If you can write it down, it will be good for your soul.
我接下来要跟各位分享的这一点，如果你愿意把它写下来，我相信对你们会有很有造就。
True prosperity is measured by successful time management.
真正的所谓真正的丰盛是什么？是由你的你的时间管理来这个来量定的。
A lot of people want to be successful and they think this method A, method B will work, but they don't understand the core foundation of the path of success is always measured by successful time management.
我们很多人可能在坊间里面去找各式各样的书或者听很多人讲我们要成功有这样 A 计划有 B 计划不同的方式，但是我们都忽略非常重要的一个元素，就是什么？你所有要成功的第一件要素就是你时间的管理。
I am very time conscious.
我非常在乎我的时间。
I don't meet people.
我个人不会随便跟人约见面。
There are a lot of phone calls coming to the office, and they ask me for lunch appointment, and I say I'm not free.
很多人常常会打电话到办公室来跟我要约的吃中饭，我都会很客气的婉拒他们。
Recently, there was a group that started and want me to be their covering, and they fixed my appointment to show me their plan. I said, "You don't have to tell me your plan. I'm not coming to hear you."
那最近有一个团体呢他们就是要打电话跟我约，希望我成为他们一个属灵的遮盖，那他们也很愿意把他们整个计划拿给我看，讲给我听，但是我就说不用了，谢谢，因为我不会来这边，不会去你那边。
And they call five, six times, not even half an hour. I said, not even half an hour.
他们打了五六次电话说你就来甚至半个钟头就够了，我也跟他们讲对不起，我还是不会去。
As you go through, you understand.
我想你自己如果真的经历过的话，你就会了解为什么这么多。
A millionaire spends his millions away, while a wise man spends his minutes wisely.
一个百万富翁，他可以轻易的挥霍掉他手中的财富，但是一个智慧的人，他是什么？非常珍惜他手中所握住的每一寸光阴。
A millionaire cannot buy time.But a wise man learns to redeem time.
一个百万富翁他没有办法来去买时间，但是只有一个智慧的人才懂得怎么样去珍惜他的光阴。
I always wonder why people have so much time socializing. They don't understand time management.
我就发现到说怎么有人一天到晚都有时间不断的去跟人家吃喝聊天啊，这样。
The greatestDanger in life is permitting the urgent things to crowd out the important.
你知道在我们生命或者是工作上面最危险的一件事情，一个危机就是我们允许这种紧急事件 来吃掉，来占据掉我们所该用在这种重要的事情上面的时间。
You want to be successful, you know what is urgent and what is important.
如果你想要知道怎么来管理你的时间，你就必须要先学会判别，判断出哪一个是紧急的，哪一个是重要的。
The future is programmed by the present.
我们的未来掌控在现在。
Success are usually scheduled events.
所谓的成功就是什么？是经过计划的一些事件所累积而成的。
Nothing successful happened by chance.
没有任何一个成功是偶然。
Success are scheduled planned events.
所有的成功都是一些经过计划、经过安排的一件事情、一件事情的累积。
The secret of our future is hidden in our daily routine.
我们未来的成功完全都隐藏在哪里？隐藏在我们现在的日常生活所做的每一件事情里面。
Today is the best investment for your tomorrow.
今天就是你为明天所能够做出最好的投资。
What you sow in hours now will surely reap in days ahead.
在你今天在每一个钟头里面所付上的一切的事情，做的一些计划，你将来会在未来里面，你会能够有加倍的丰收。
The currency of life on earth is time.
我们在这个世界上面真正最值钱的是什么？就是我们的时间。
There are four components in time management.
在时间管理里面有四个要素。
We call it the four P's.
英文我们称为四个 P。
Purpose, plan, program, production.
所以第一个 P 是计划，第一个是目的，第二个是计划，第三个是一些安排，第四个是生产。
Redemption is not accidental, but intentional, planned, executed through time.
你知道吗？神的救赎它也不是一个意外事故，而是在神的预定、他的美好的计划里面所发生的。
I repeat again. Today's sermon is about your first step towards the journey of success and prosperity in life after your seasons of prayer.
我要再强调一次我刚刚前面所说的。今天我们只是讨论到什么？你的第一步，你要踏往成功之路的第一步。但是先决条件是你必须已经要先有一个个人祷告的生活。
So, component number one, purpose.
因此第一个要素，时间管理第一个要素就是目的。
Purpose is the objectives to achieve the desired end results.
所谓的目的就是一个什么？是让我们能够去达到我们所要的、我们所渴望的那个东西的一个方式。
Purpose is the original intent for the meaning of the existence of a matter.
所谓的目的也就是一个事情它、一个事物它原来所被造的时候的一个它所谓的一个目标。
All things begins and ends with purpose.
我们每一个事物它都有它的起始，还有它的终结。
Every creation is produced by purpose for a purpose.
世上万物被造都是为了一个目的。
You were born with and for a purpose.
你今天被造来到世上也是有一个目的。
It is the why or the explanation of the insightful meaning of the function of a thing.
这个目的也就是什么？它能够解释出来你这个人生在世上，你所生存的一切，你所做的每一件事情的原因为何。
Purpose means you ask a few questions about life.
所谓的目的就是你在你自己生命里面所会问的几个问题。
Why I am here on earth?
第一个，我为什么来到这世上
？Why do I do what I do?
第二个，我为什么要做我现在这些事情
？Why do I want to prosper in this life?
第三，我为什么要在我的生命里面得到丰盛
？For example, if you have a net profit of $200,000.
如果说
yes.
如果说你的每年的这个收入大概是$200,000
Yes. How do you intend to use this net profit will depends on your purpose in life.
那你怎么样的来运用你这$200,000的这个年收入呢？就完全是看你自己对生命的计划和目的。
Your purpose will purify your paper chase in life.
你的目的能够把你所有做每一件事情的动机呢，能够很清楚的把它分别为胜出来。
There are two kinds of paper chase. Paper chase is going after educational degrees or money. Paper chase.
我们所谓的这个跟着纸张跑，跟着这种算是文凭来跑，有两种意思。一种呢跟着纸，这个是指钱币，你就跟着钱一天到晚追着钱跑。第二种呢是跟着文凭跑，你就是觉得文凭能够造就一切。
You may find that this sermon is not very charismatic.
你可能会发现今天的讲道好像不是那么的属灵，那么的灵恩。
If you want to be a great leader, you better learn this lesson today.
但是我告诉各位，你如果要看自己成为一个非常成功的一个领袖，你就必须好好学这一点。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
在传道书第三章第一节。
To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
The most important commodity of life is time.
我们生命里面最棒的一个投资就是什么？最棒的一个我们的一个交易的东西就是我们的时间。
Because time measures your life.
因为时间就能够来量定，来断定我们的生命。
Time are never wasted, but only abused.
我们的时间绝对没有所谓的浪费，只有被我们滥用而已。
Now, I'm going to give you a statement, think deep.
所以我要给你们一个这个这样的一句话，让你们能够更深的思考一下。
You become what you do with your time.
这句话就是你怎么样运用你的时间来，那就能够来决定你这个人怎么样。
Therefore, management of time is the management of life.
因此时间的管理就是什么？管理你的生命。
This management of life including the processes of life, for example, making money in business.
所谓这样的一个生命管理或时间管理呢，就是讲到我们生命的一些的过程。那这个里面是讲到
process of life, like making money in business.
那比方说这个过程里面可能包括就是我们工作赚钱。
According to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1 that we just read, time is essential for the fulfillment of purpose.
在传道书三章一节里面刚刚所提到的这样的一个意义是指说我们在我们的生命里面我们所付出的这些的时间和目的。
So we have covered component number 1, that is, why do you want to prosper in this life?Why?
我们刚刚已经解释了第一点就是时间管理的第一点要素，你为什么要在你的生命里面得到丰盛？
If you cannot settle the why, God will never prosper you.
如果你自己都没有办法回答这个问题的话，神就没有办法来祝福你。
Why would God give you $1,000,000 if you do not know how to use the $1,000,000 effectively?
如果你都没有办法来诚实的面对神说神啊，我知道我要来怎么样运用这100万，你觉得神要给你这100万？
You want God to put $1,000,000 into your hand, you must have component number 2.
如果今天你要神他来祝福你这么多的钱，你就必须要能够去做到第二点。
Component number 2 is plan.
第二点要素就是计划。
Planning place a premium value and quality on time.
所谓的计划就是能够帮助我们在时间上面能够做到一个最棒的一个管理。
Planning shows how much you value time.
计划能够帮助我们来看出来我们怎么样的管理我们的时间。
What you should do is that before, at the beginning of a brand new year,
在你能够做的一点就是说在每一年新年开始的时候，
take time to plan for that new year.
你就花一点时间安静的能够来为你这一年新的一年来做好计划。
For instance, if there are 3 days of planning for a new year, which means that you have 362 days that are important to your life.
意思就是说在一年365天里面，你如果花了三天的时间为你这362天来做计划，你会发现你那362天可以过得非常充实。
You plan because you value time.
你为什么要做计划？因为你珍惜你的时间。
Success is measured by fulfillment of purpose over time.
所谓的成功就是代表什么？你彻底的执行出你的每一个计划。
Every purpose is achieved by plan.
每一个目的呢都是什么？你能够达到每一个目的，都是因为你执行出你的计划。
Now this is a popular saying: If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
有一句话在英文它是这样的，那我们中文可以这么说：如果你没有去做计划，那你就是哦，好，谢谢你，听到吗？后面，凡事则不欲，欲则立，不欲则败。
Amen。
成语我不知道。
A plan is the map of your intention。
所谓的这个计划就是什么？你的心思意念的一个，算是一个地图。
A plan is a written list of arranged actions vital to achieve your desired goals。
这样的一个计划，也就是你心里面所渴望的一些的目标，它是有白纸黑字很清楚的，很有规划的把它清楚的列出来。
Don't belittle this sermon.
你绝对不要轻看今天的教导。
If I preach among the pastors, I teach this sermon.
我如果是对牧师的话，我也是讲这篇。
A plan is a predetermined strategy for intentional progress towards your goal.
一个计划就是什么？是你一个，你为你在心里面的你的一些的想法，你的计划你的一些目的，然后呢，能够经过你的深思熟虑，把它清楚的做一个很好的安排。
A plan is a carefully and thoughtfully laid out of a blueprint or a program.
一个计划也就是就好像一个建筑家一样，他必须要经过很好的思考。和计划和测量，然后把它画成一个蓝图 来做成。
Plan is simply a collection of goals.
所谓的计划就是什么？是我们把我们的这个所有的目的做一个综合的整理。
It takes me 1 month to carefully write out what I write out for you now.
你知道吗？今天我为你们所讲的这个道，是花了我一个月的时间整理出来的。
A plan means you ask certain questions about life.
一个计划是你所是所谓的计划，就是你对生命问的一个问题。
What do you want to achieve in life?
这个问题就是我希望在我的生命里面达成什么目的，有什么样的成就。
Then you ask the second question.
那第二个问题。
What are you going to do about what you have learned in order to prosper in life?
第二个问题就是你要如何的来运用你过去的所有的一切的经验来达成你的这个目的。
Planning is simply thinking ahead on paper.
那所谓的计划也就是什么？是利用白纸黑字能够把它经由这个所谓的思考性的一个逻辑把它写出来。
Planning meansDeciding what you really want to do and document it down on paper.
所谓的计划就是把你所想要做的事情很清楚的一条一条的列出来。
And then, once you have purpose and once you have plan, you come to the third component.
当我们有前面的两个要素，目的以及计划，我们就来到第三个。
The third component is program.
第三个就是这个应该怎么讲？怎么样了？方案，谢谢。
A program is a set of well-defined goals.
所谓的方案，它就是我们非常这个经过仔细的安排出来的一些目的目标。
Goals separate achievers from dreamers.
目标能够帮助一个梦，一个这个做白日梦的人呢，能够真正的去实现他的梦想。
A lot of people are dreaming aboutbecoming a millionaire in life.
我们大概每一个人都会去梦想有一天可以发财。
You can dream all you want, you will never come to pass.
你爱怎么做梦都随便你，但是呢，绝对不会成就。
Because to be a millionaire, it takes goals.
因为要真正能够发财致富，是需要有一些，也需要经过详细的计划。
Program is simply a well-defined goals.
就是我们刚刚讲的这样的一个方案，是帮助你是什么？是把你这样的一个目标能够很清楚的列出来。
So what is goals?
那到底目标又是什么？
Goals is the incremental measure of your ultimate progress in life.
所以这个目标呢，就是我们在生命里面，我们这样的一个
incremental measure of ultimate progress in life. For example, if you achieve one goal, you know that you have improved much. You know your progress degree by degree by your each achievement of that goal.
我们这样的所谓的这样的一个目标，其实就是把我们的生命做出一个最完善最极致的一种计划，一种方案。它是把我们生命呢是什么，从一个阶段带向另外一个阶段。所以你的目标是有阶段性的。
Goals measures your progress in life.
这个目标它能够来量定来断定你的这个生命。
Goals are the skeleton of a plan.
所谓的目标也就是我们计划的一个外形，一个雏形。
Goals are the framework and the structure of the plan.
那这个目标也就是我们的计划里面的主架构。
Now, component number three is now linked to component number two, goals and plan that we just mentioned just now.
所以第二点跟第三点两个是紧紧相连的。
Goals gives specifics to plan.
目标能够让我们更清楚地做出计划。
Because goals bring exactness to your plan.
因为目标能够把我们的这个目标能够把我们的计划能够更明确化出来。
Goals gives precision to plan.
那目标呢，也帮助我们的这个计划可以很确实的、很精确的能够来做出来。
Goals give focus to plan.
目标也使我们的计划能够有一些的这个焦点。
Goals give direction to plan.
目标也给我们方向，给我们的计划有方向。
Why do you need to have goals?
你为什么要有目标呢？
Why all the trouble go to all the planning?
为什么要花时间花这么麻烦的去做计划？
Because goals protect you from being busy but not effective.
因为我们有了目标，就可以什么让我们不是只是浪费时间，这样忙来忙去，而没有办法真正的是有效的运用时间。
Goals preserve you from procrastination.
目标能够帮助我们不至于懒散。
Goals are deliberate choices on paper.
那目标也就是什么？是我们写在白纸黑字上面，经过选择性所做出来的一些的这个安排。
Now there are 10 characteristics of a goal.
那目标它有十种不同的这个表现。
10 pointers.
有十点。
Goals, firstly, must be defined properly.
首先第一点，目标必须要经过一些的一些的精准的界定。
Goals must be specific.
第二点，目标也必须要非常明确。
Point number three, goals must be realistic.Or believable or achievable.
第三点，目标必须要是什么？真实性、合理性，而且是你可以达到的。
Point number four, goals must be simplified.
第四点，目标必须要简化。
If you have too many goals and too many dreams, you will never achieve any of this.
意思就是，如果你的目标太多了。或者是你的梦太多，你会发现你一个都做不到。
You become a jack of all trade but master of none.
你会发现你是一个什么？好像万事通，但是又都不精通。
You must simplify your goals.
因此你必须要简化你的目标。
Don't say I want this, I want that, and you have so many wants in life.
好像有人他说我这个也很有兴趣，那个也喜欢摸一摸碰一碰。
You have so limited time to pursue unlimited wants.
你要知道，我们每一个人的生命时间都有限。所以我们要很 有一些这个要专注在某一些事情上面。
It is not realistic planning.
所以如果你没有专注的话，你会发现你的目标和计划都什么不合实际的。
Simplify your attainable objectives.
因此要简化你的这样的一个目标。
Number five, goals must be written down on paper.
第五，你的目标必须要白纸黑字写下来。
A lot of people say, I know what to do in life.
很多人他可能会讲说，我知道我生命要干嘛。
But I tell you, they will never make it.
那我可以告诉你，他们绝对都达不到。
It will take many many years to make it because they never written down those goals.
因为他们可能要花很多的时间才可以达到一两个这样的一个目标，因为他们都没有写下来。
You don't believe me? You ask them 1 year from now, 3 years from now. You say, I'm still trying to make progress.
不信的话，你可以就先在你身边观察有没有这样的人，那你就观察一年以后、三年以后，你再看他到底达到目标没有。
If you want to be prosperous in life, you must have well-defined goals.
如果你的生命要得到丰盛，你就必须要有一些非常明确界定出来的目标。
Prosperity is a planned actions.
所谓的这个丰盛呢，是什么？是你经过计划出来的一些行动。
Number six.
第六。
Goals must be wise, or it must be related to the ultimate purpose in life.
所谓这样的一个目标呢，它必须是有智慧的，是经过智慧，而且是能够跟你的生命的目的是相关的。
Goals must not never be your fantasy.
你的目标不能成为一种好像这种幻梦一样。
My goals is that I will marry a multimillionaire and I will shake leg at home.
所谓的这个目标不是说啊，女孩子就想说啊，我梦想我可以嫁个百万富翁，那我就可以在家翘着二郎腿当少奶奶。
Your goals must be filled with wisdom that is related to what you are pursuing ultimately in life.
所以所谓的目标呢，是你的生命，你是所谓你有智慧性的，而且知道说你的生命里面你所要成就的是什么。这样的一个目标是跟你的生命 有相关的。
If you are an evangelist and your goals is that I want to have a 10,000 members church, it doesn't relate to your calling.
好比说，你的呼召呢 是成为一个布道的人，但是你又却你的梦想是希望能够牧会一间一万人的教会，那这个根本就不相关。
That goals belongs to a pastor, not to an evangelist.
你那样的一个目标是属于牧师该有的，不是一个布道家该有的。
Goals must be.Visual.
再下一点，目标必须什么？是一个视觉化、具体的。
For this point, I need 6 sermons.
那针对这一点呢，我就需要花六堂课来
说。So we cannot talk about this area.
所以我们不能深入。
Goals must be visual. You can see.
这个目标必须是你能够看得到的、具体的。
Number eight, goals must be desirable.
第八点，你的目标要是什么？是你所渴慕的。
If your goals is, I want to make $10,000 net profit.
比方说你的目标是希望我一年里面我能够赚差不多30万台币好了。
But actually, in your heart, your burning desire is that you want to have 10,000 souls.
但是事实上你心里面最盼望最渴慕的一点是什么？是你可以看到一年里面你能够救30万个这个10,000个灵魂。
That goals doesn't match the inner desires of your heart.
所以你定出那样的一个目标，说你一年要赚30万，跟你自己心里面所渴慕的是完全不相干的。
So your goals must be your true desires.
因此你在定目标的时候是要非常确实你心中所渴望的。
You only plan to do what you want to do because you like to do it.
你今天要做计划要为你的生命做出计划，是因为是什么？你的心你的生命喜欢做这些事情。
Number nine,
第九，
goals must be measurable.
你的计划是要能够被测量出来的。
Any goals that cannot be measured, it is a very far-fetched goal.
你的目标如果是没有办法被量定的话呢，等于是什么？你永远不知道你到底成功没有。
Goals must be flexible.
再来一点，第十点，最后一点，你的目标是必须要具有弹性。
You know, when we pursue things in life, along the way we make adjustment.
也就是说，当我们在生命里面朝着这个目标在走的时候呢，有的时候必须做一些调整。
We find that certain goals are not.Able to achieve our objective, so we make adjustment. So our goals must be flexible for that adjustment to make true progress in life.
因为当我们在朝向这个目标应该是说我们朝向我们的目的来走去的时候，可能会发现当中所定的几个目标可能没有办法帮助我们很有效的走到那个点，所以我们的目标就必须要做一些调整。
There are three kinds of goals.
目标有三种。
Daily, short term and long term goals.
也就是日常的、短程以及长程。
I want to include two more points for goals. Goals must be steadfast.
对于目标，我还要再增加两点，附注两点。第一个，目标它是 must be， 它必须是坚定的。
There are four P's in this ingredient of success: is patient, persistent, perseverance, and perspiration. 流汗。
流汗 ，OK。关于这一点，就是我们的目标它必须是坚定的，它含有四个要素。第一个是耐心，第二个是忍耐，第三个是坚持，第四个是流汗。
You don't sweat, you have no success.
你不流血流汗就没有成功。
Whether you are in the ministry or you are in business, you need to learn. There is no free lunch.
不管是在职场或者是在教会内的服事，你只要不流汗，天下都是没有白吃的午餐的。
Number 12, goals must be scheduled. There must be a deadline.
第十二点啊，关于目标，就是你的目标必须是有它的时间表。你必须要定出时间。
If you plan as one of your goals, you want to be a millionaire, then you must ask yourself, how long are you scheduling that goal that you will be a millionaire? You must have a deadline.
好比说，你希望你看到你自己在事业上面能够成为一个百万富翁，那么你就要问自己，我到底要花多少的时间？我要定出怎么样的一个时间表，好让我能够达成那个目标。
The shortest distance between two points, the starting point and the ending point, is a straight line.
我们都知道在世界上最短的距离是什么？两点之间最短的距离是那一条直线。
We call it straight line or linear thinking.
Linear thinking. 就是所谓的直线。
In other words, we must be single-minded about our goals.
以属灵的话语来讲，这个直线思考就是什么？我们必须是一个专心，而不要做一个三心二意的人。
And while you are making plans, possibly keep it within three goals in life.
当你要开始做计划的话，我建议你最好先开始就是限定于在三个目标之内。
Maybe your goals is you want to own a debt-free house, a debt-free car, and you want to sponsor 10 missionaries and 10 orphans. Maybe that will be your three goals in life.
好比说这三个目标可能是第一个你希望能够拥有一个房子，而且都没有欠债，没有贷款。第二个也是一样有一部车子。第三个是你希望能够支持十个宣教士或者是十个福音机构。
The rule of progress, look at this quotation, the rule of progress,By the yards, life is hard. By the inch, life is cozy.
其实意思就是说，当我们的生命呢，如果是经过精心的策划，是一个目标有很精心的策划的话，你的生活会比较容易。但是如果你是很粗糙的、很粗略的，没有任何的计划安排，你的生命会过得很辛苦。
No. What I mean is like this: if you plan your life and see, wow, that is a long distance to achieve your goal, you find that wow, it's very tough to achieve those goals because it's so long. You buy the yacht, but you make it.An inch, that means you make short-term goals and long-term goals slowly connect them together, you will reach your ending point.
Thank you. 我懂了。精简必致。OK, 谢谢你。
再重复一次。
登高必自卑，行远必自。
Thank you. Okay, now we come to actual planning process.
那我们现在就来到，就是来谈怎么样的真正做一些的计划，有一些行动。
We talk about seven pointers.
有七点。
Whether is it for prosperity or for success, it's the same pointers.
不管是你所谓你要追求成功或者追求丰盛都是一样的。
Point number one.
第一点。
Define the will of God.
你要先清楚知道神的旨意。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 24 say, Men's steps are ordained by the Lord.
箴言20章里面第五节讲到说，20章24节讲，一人的脚步都被耶和华立定。
What do you mean by a man's steps are ordained by the Lord?
所谓的义人的脚步被耶和华立定，究竟是什么意思？
God has already a plan for a man.
也就是说，神对我们每一个人的生命都有计划。
We must find out what is God's plan for our life and execute faithfully that plan.
所以首先我们必须先知道神对我们个人的生命的计划是什么，然后呢我们才能够很忠心的把它一件一件的实行出来。
If you plan to be a successful businessman, whereas God has another plan for you is to be evangelist, you have missed totally the first journey of success in life.
如果你自己是希望你能够成为一个很有钱的一个商人，但是实际上神对你生命的安排计划是什么？他呼召你成为一个传福音的人，那你发现两条线根本没有办法合在一起，你就会发现你的生命充满失败。
On the other hand, there are many sincere Christians want to serve God full time where God didn't ordain because God has ordained them to be businessmen.
换句话说也是一样的，有些人呢他非常的火热，希望能够来服侍神，在教会里面传福音，但是神对他生命的呼召却是要他在职场上面忠心的来为他赚钱，所以两条线也是不一样。
So the very first step in your planning process is a season of prayer.
因此在你要开始为你生命做出计划之前，你必须要先花上一段祷告的时间。
Then you come to point number two, identify the goals.
第二点，你就可以进入到第二点，就是什么？认出你的目标，认清你的目标。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5 A plan in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out.
箴言二十章第五节，人心怀藏谋略，好像深水，唯明哲人才能汲引出来。
Once you discover the will of God, now you can formulate your plan of actions or your goal according to the discovery of the revelation of His plan for your life.
因为当你首先你经过一段时间祷告，你 找出神对你生命的呼召和计划，那这个时候呢，你就可以来到神面前来求他给你一个启示性的话语，你来做出这样的一些的计划和安排。
Now you know what you want to do because you have discovered His plan for your life.
因为你在这个阶段，你已经知道你该做些什么事，因为你神已经告诉你他对你生命的呼召。
Now we come to point number three, that is prioritize the plan, the goals.
第三点就是要为你的目标做优先次序的安排。
Psalms 33 and verse 11, the counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart from generation.To generation.
诗篇三十三篇十一节，诗篇三十三篇十一节，耶和华的筹算永远立定，他心中的思念万代长存。
When God plans redemption, He make priority. What should come first, and what should come second, and what should come third?
神在创世之前他已经计划了这个救赎，但是他也知道在救赎要完成之前应该还有些什么事情要先做到。
In other words, there are many steps in the goal planning process.
换句话说，就是在我们要在处理这个目标的过程当中呢，我们也必须要有一些的计划。
What should come first and what should come second? Everything must be organized and arranged and prioritized.
这个计划就是让我们先知道所有的事情里面这些我们要帮他做一些优先次序的一个安排和定位。
Point number four,
第四点，
Personalize them as your own plan.
把这样的一个目标呢让他个人化，就是说这样的一个计划是跟你个人相关的。
John chapter 4 verse 34, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
约翰福音第四章三十四节，主耶稣他自己讲到，我的食物就是做那差我来工作的。
He said the will of God is my meat.
所以他说什么，主耶稣他讲做出神的旨意就是什么，他的食物。
The will of God has become the personal action plan of Jesus' life.
上帝的旨意成为耶稣他生命自己的一个食物，也成为主耶稣他生命的一个计划和目标。
So that you don't duplicate other people's vision in life.
因此你要知道，你绝对不是去复制别人的生命的意向。
You know, God wants original, not copycats.
神他要的都是什么？都是要一些创新的。他不是要我们每一个人都是去模仿别人。
Point number five. Organize life around the prescribed goals.
Organize. 第五点就是把你的生命呢要做一些的安排，让prescribe 是让是依照你的这个目标，你所预定出来的目标做一些安排。
In other words.How you spend your time every day is around the boundary of your goals.
意思就是说，你要怎么你如何的来花费来运用你每一天的时间，它就能够。
That means when you plan your life, how you spend your time is around the boundary of the prescribed goals.
意思就是说。你今天你所要运用时间的方式是要以你的目标来做中心，你要绕着它然后来安排你的每一天的时间。
You know, if you have goals, you don't go often for bowling.
如果你是一个有目标的人的话，你就不会常常跑出去打保龄球。
It is because you don't have goals in life, so you chin chin chai chai live your life and become kiam chai.
这样走啊，就是如果你本身根本没有目标，你是漫无目的的人的话，你会发现你做什么都好啊，人家找你你就出去，那就像谭牧师讲，你就青青菜菜，最后就变成一个姜菜。
You know, people just spend their time unwisely because they have no goals.
大多数的人都是什么？对他的生命、他的时间都很没有智慧的去就这样浪费掉。
Number six, discipline thyself to follow through what you have planned.
第六点就是要训练，要自约，要训练你自己朝着目标要很忠心的去做，去走出来。
Isaiah 46 verse 11 say that whatever I have said I will fulfill it, saith the Lord.
以赛亚46章第11节讲讲说神他讲说我所说出的每一句话我都必成就。
Whatever God say, God has the discipline to make sure it will come to pass.
神所口中所出的每一句话他自己会来让这一些话来成就。
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 1 The plans of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
箴言第16篇第1节心中的谋算在乎人，舌中的应对由于耶和华。
After you have planned, and you say, "Is this really God's will for my life?"
你可能在做出计划之后，你会开始想，这真的是神他对我生命的旨意吗
？And God gave you an answer in Proverbs 16:1.
那神在箴言16章21节就给了你这个答案。
He says the plans of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
这边讲到我们所有心中里面我们一切的计划我们的想法都决定在自己，但是只有我们口中的应对是由于耶和华。
It takes faith to plan your life.
要来计划生命是需要我们付上信心。
There is a measure ofMystery, the unknown about the future.
因为呢，我们没有一个人可以预知未来。
But God say, when you make the plan, I will give you an answer.
但是神却应许我们，当我们为生命开始做安排的时候，他就会来给我们答案。
In other words, God will explain how the plan can be carried out.
换句话说，这里就是告诉我们，神他会亲自的来向我们解释我们生命。的目的或者是这些计划怎么样的实行。
And I want to say this very important statement. It takes lots and lots and lots of discipline to carry out whatever you plan for your life.
我要跟各位做一个非常重要的激励你们的话语，就是我们生命要能够实行出所有的计划是需要付上非常多非常多的这样的一个自约节制的能力。
Or else you will never make it.
如果你没有办法做到这一点，你就达不到你的目标。
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9.
箴言16章第9节。
The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。
Don't worry about those plans that you plan for your life.
先不要担心你为你生命里面做的这些计划。
God promised you an answer, and now here, God promised to direct your steps.
因为神在第一节里面告诉你说，他自己会来向你解明要怎么样的去做到。再来后面这边他又讲到说，他要亲自的来指引你的脚步。
Romans Proverbs chapter 3, he says, commit everything to the Lord and acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path.
在 Romans chapter.
Proverbs chapter 3.
在箴言第三篇里面他又讲到什么，将我们所有的一切所定的一切计划交托给耶和华，他就必指引我们的道路。
A plan is not a diary.
所谓的计划它不是我们的一个日记，一本日记。
A lot of people kept a diary.
很多人都有写日记的习惯。
A diary is a history of your past moments of your life.
日记是写下你的过去，写下你生命过去这一天所发生的事情。
But a plan is about your future.
但是计划呢，是为你的未来写出这个。
When you have planned, you are moving towards directed, intentional living.
当你有了计划的时候，你就为你的生命已经决定出你要活出一个有计划、有目标的一个生命出来。
A successful man is a directed.Intentional living on this earth.
一个成功的人呢，他就是什么样的人？他是一个生命有计划、有安排的人。
So now we come to point number seven.
我们来看第七点。
And point number seven is very important in your planning.
第七点对你所要做的计划非常的重要。
Would you turn your Bible with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15?
我们一起翻到哥林多后书第五章。
Verse 14, for the love of Christ constrained us because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then will all die. And verse 15, and that he died for all that they might live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
哥林多后书第五章十四节到第十五节这么说，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主活。
We need accuracy in our goals and our planning.
在我们的计划和这个目标里面必须要有一个准确性。
If you carry out the first six steps and you ignore this number seven step, you may be in trouble.
如果你前面六点都做到，但是你却没有做到第七点，你会发现你还是有困难。
Number seven is called the divine order of the plumb line.
第七点就是神所预定的这样的
就是神的准绳可以衡量你的过程。
谢谢。
Now, what it means is this. It says that if you understandThat it was the love of Christ that motivated our living in life.
在这一节里面，他告诉我们是由神的爱，他来激励我们，让我们生活有目标。
And Paul goes on to say that that man from now on will not live unto themselves, but unto him who has died and rose again, who becomes the ascension Lord.
保罗他又继续说，这样的一个人呢，他会发现他活着不再是为他自己，而是为了这个呼召他生命的这位主而来活。
Now this man is directed by a pure motive in life.
因此，这样的人他的生命里面的计划是经由是由神他来做指引的。
So you must ask yourself questions like, does things directed by the love by our love for God?Or by our love for ourselves.
因此我们要自问一点，就是我们所做这样的我们做的这些事情，为的是我们对神的爱，还是爱自己？
Does we do things according to a Christ-centered life or a self-centered life?
或者是说，我们今天所做的一切事情是以基督为中心，或者是以自己为中心？
We need to ask ourselves a question, Lord, what would you have me to do in life?For you.
我们必须自问一点，主耶稣，你今天要叫我在生命里面为你来做些什么事？
If you live out point number seven, then you are like the world.
如果你没有办法做到第七点，你就跟世上的人没有两样。
The world also plan for their life.
因为世间的人也都是为自己来做计划。
But they are planning miss out this step that is crucial for Christian living.
那他们所做的计划就里面就是没有做到第七点，因为但是这第七点就是却是我们整个基督徒生命的中心。
They plan for their own little kingdom called me, my, and myself.
他们这些一般的世人他们所做的计划是为他们自己建立一个小小的国度，这个国度里面充满就是什么，我啊我自己我想要的。
But our life is based on Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
但是基督徒的生命却是在马太福音里面第六章讲得很清楚，我们基督徒的生命是要先求神的国和神的义，其他的一切都要加给我们。
So now we understand the whole process now.
所以我们现在到了这里，我们就可以很清楚地看到这个过程。
Now we practice what we hear.
接下来我们就必须要实行出我们所学到的。
So now take out a piece of paper.
那现在请各位拿出一张白纸。
I'm going to give you a few instructions.
要给你们这个要指示你们一些，给你们一些指引。
我们来操练一下。
操练。
Are you ready?
Okay. 好了吗
？Question number one.
第一点。
List the one great.Financial goal you want to achieve with your life.
第一个问题是，把你生命里面你最想要达到的这个完成的一个在财务上面，你个人的财务上面，你最想达到的一个目标是什么
？For example, if you are earning $3,000 a month, you say, I am planning to work hard and.Pray hard, and one day that I will have a promotion, and I will have an incremental increase of $500. That is your financial goal.
好比说，现在你一个可能一个月，你现在是赚在9万或10万块台币，那你就想说，哦，我现在想要看到的第一个目标就是，我经过这个努力的祷告、努力的计划，我能够开始，比方说能够加薪加个500块美金，15,000块。台币左右，可能这是你的一个现在最想达到的一个突破，那你可以把它写下来。
You may be a salesman and you are earning about $5,000 a month and you say I want to make it to the top and I want to earn at least $10,000 a month.
好比说或者你们当中可能有人是做业务的，那你现在可能一个月赚个差不多10几万台币，那你希望说你下一个目标，你最想达到的一个目标就是。接下来你能够一个月达到30万的收入。
You may be a housewife, you can also have a financial goal. You say that whatever my husband earns, I want to keep it for saving for my children's education. This is my goal.
那就算你是家庭主妇，你也可以为你的财务做这样的一个目标。好比说，身为家庭主妇，你就可以讲，哎，我就要计划把我老公他所赚的每一毛钱呢，我都要放在我口袋里，来为我的孩子来做积蓄，以后念书的积蓄。
Have you wrote down your first goal? Only one goal. Be simplified in your pursuit.
只要写一个目标就好了，写下来了吗？
Have you written down? Okay. Then after that, take that what you have written and examine the 12 characteristics that I have told you something about goal setting.
那接下来就是用刚刚我们前面讲的关于目标的这12点，开始来为你这个。你刚刚所写下这个目标开始来做一个这个检查。
So examine your financial goal with these 12 characteristics right now. Firstly, is your goal that you've set for your life well defined?
第一点还记得吗？就是你刚刚所定的这个目标它够明确吗？
Is it specific enough?
第二点它够确定吗？它够特定吗？
In other words, is it very clear about what you want in life?
也就是说是不是够清楚。
Is it realistic, believable, or achievable?
第三点，它是不是合理的，是不是可以达到的？
If you cannot make $100,000, forget about making $1,000,000 in life.
如果你连去赚这10,000块美金这30万台币你都做不到的话，就根本不要去妄想你能够成为一个百万富翁。
It must be realistic. We grow from faith to faith, from glory to glory.
我们是信上加信，荣上加荣，所以我们必须都是什么有阶段性的。如果你小的做不到，你大的也达不成。
And of course, number four, you have attained because we have only made one goal, simplified.
第四点，我们刚刚已经先帮你做到，就是你要简化你的目标，所以我们刚刚只写下一点。
And point number five, you already fulfilled because goals are written down.
第五点，我们也做到，因为你把目标写下来了。
And then now, point number six is your goals wise related to your ultimate.Purpose in life.
第六点是你的这个目标，它是有智慧的吗？ 它跟你的生命最终的目的有相关吗？
And then, is it visual?
第七，是不是够具体？
I don't see in the near future I can attain this goal. You can't see that it's not an attainable goal.
如果你在这个短期间内你没有办法，你发现你可能没有办法达成这个目标，那你这目标就不够具体。
What I mean is, it is not believable. You cannot believe for it.
也就是说，如果你自己都不太能够相信这个可以做得到，那你就最好还是不要写。
Number eight is the goal desirable. Is that what you really want?
第八点，这个目标真的是你心里所最想的吗？
You know, some people, their minds are not renewed. They want to be very humble.
你知道有一些基督徒，我们的心意还没有被更新哦，所以我们就常常想啊，我要成为一个很谦卑的人。
I better don't be so greedy lah. I just want $300 to $500. Enough.
他们就会想说啊，我最好不要太贪心，因为贪心是罪。所以呢，我最好只要写下，那我只要这个。有多一万块台币，那这样就够了。
Small thinker，
我们想的太小了。
If you come for my next conference from the 15th to 18th, I'll talk about this subject.
所以我鼓励你，如果你是这样的人呢，你就最好15号到18号来参加我下一场特会，我就会更深入提到。
If that is not your desire, don't because of spooky pseudo spirituality. I want this amount, Lord. I'm not greedy, Lord.
所以绝对不要是因为说你这种这样的一种假冒伪善的这种假谦卑，然后想说，哎，我一点都不贪心神，所以我只要跟你要个一万块台币这样子就够了。
Because God said, "Oh, if this is what you want, angel, give it to him."
因为神啊，他从天上他想说，哦，你只要这一点了啊，好吧，天使那这个就赏给你。
And when you collect it, you say, "God, why so little?"
那等到你拿到，你又会问神，我怎么就拿到这么一点点
？Because that was not your desire.
因为那是你自己跟神求的。
You are laughing yourself. You are just go through emotion in your planning.
因为在你的这个做计划里面呢，你已经去用你的这些的情绪里面都放到当中。
Is this goal measurable? That means, do you think that you can achieve it?
所以第九点我们要看到说你的目标是不是能够被测量被量出来的
and flexible and then you must be steadfast about what you've written now
是不是有弹性还有是不是你能够坚持能够坚定这个持守这个
Are you really sure that what you want is really what you want?
所以你能够100%的讲说我今天所写的这个目标确实是我要的
Then you must be steadfastGo all the way through to achieve your goal.
如果真的是，那你就必须要持守到底，然后达成。
And then give yourself a deadline. Your goals must be scheduled.
最后一点，你就必须为你的目标定下一个时间表。
If you say I want to have a goal of having additional $10,000 in 10,000 years, you are crazy.
如果你讲说你我要在未来的一万年里面，然后看到我能够多增加这个30万块台币的一个收入，那我想你大概已经疯了。
Because it is an unrealistic time schedule to achieve this. Anyone can do that.
因为你定的这个时间根本不合乎实际，任何人都可以达得到。
If you can live 10,000 years.
但如果你能够活这么久的话，我也。
So you have written down that goal, right? Now we come to question number two.
你刚刚已经写出第一个目标了，那我们现在来看第二个问题。
List three reasons why you want to achieve what you have written.
第二个问题就是。写下你为什么要为什么有这个目标的原因？
三个原因。So now you must ask yourself, why do I want to be successful and prosperous? What is the three reasons? In other words, your purpose.
好比说你的目标是我希望丰盛我希望成为一个有钱人，那你就写出三个你为什么要达到这一点的原因。
Because God don't bless those that don't have.An exact plan.
因为神他绝对不会去祝福那些没有计划的人。
Now, what you have written for the three reasons, make sure is in line with point number seven, the plumb line, 2 Corinthians 5:14-15.
记得当你写出这三个原因的时候，要以我们刚刚的第七点，就是哥林多后书第五章14-15节，讲说神的准则来量定界定一切。
God never endorse and approve any selfish plan.
因为在神的原则来讲，他绝对不会为你任何自私的一些的目标来背书。
Even if your goal is I want to have a powerful anointing operating in my life, God says, what do you want to use the anointing for?
即使你的目标听起来好像很圣洁，说啊，我要有一个非常强而大有能力的这样的一个恩膏来服侍，但是你要这个恩膏到底是做什么用
？Is this an anointing to glorify yourself, or is it used to glorify God?
这三个原因能够让你清楚知道你要这样的一个恩膏是要用来荣耀神还是来高举你自己。
You have written that?
写下来了吗？
Step number three or the question, describe the steps to achieve your goals.
第三点我们要来做的就是写下你要达到这个目标的几个步骤。
Okay, so you have a plan and you have discovered the purpose. Now what is the programWhat is the goal? What are the steps that you can make to make your goals achievable?
所以我们刚刚前面第一个已经先把目标写下来，第二个我们也已经查验出我们的动机、我们的原因。第三点，我们就可以开始在神面前写下出我们要实行出这个达到这个目标的一些的步骤，具体的步骤。
In your planning those steps, it will involve people.
在你这样的一个计划里面，你会发现会跟别人扯上关系。
Who will be your friends that will help you to achieve your goal, and who will be your foe that will hinder your plan?
在这当中，你就会去查出来，你会查验出来，有哪一些是你的好，是你的朋友，他能够在你达到目标的这个过程当中拉你一把，帮助你。但或者是你可以看出有哪一些人会是抵挡你让你没有办法达成目标的人。
So in your steps you say, oh, this man I must watch and pray, I must make sure that my eyes are wide open to his every move that he wants to hinder my plan.
所以在你写下每一个步骤的时候，你就可以开始去查验在这个步骤里面有谁他会拦阻你，那还会有谁他会拉你一把。
And then in the process of the steps, you must also list out the problems, the likable possible problems that you will encounter.
那在这个写出你的步骤当中，还要顺便在旁边再列出来你可能会遇到的一些的困难或者是危机。
What is the Goliath in your life that is stopping you from achieving your goal?
你要去查验出来，在你这每一个步骤里面他所隐藏的哥利亚，这个巨人哥利亚在哪个地方会出现。
If you wrote down my wife is my stumbling block, you are finished.
各位弟兄，如果你现在写下来的是我的老婆她就是我的绊脚石，那我可以告诉你完蛋了。
My pastor is my stumbling block, you are finished.
或者你写下啊，我的牧师就是我的绊脚石，那你也完了。
BecauseIf you are not walking in love, it's very difficult to fulfill the plans.
因为很重要的是，在你的生命里面，如果你没有办法走在爱的当中，你也没有所谓的成功。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we come to the question number four. You must consult your counsel, your circle of counselor for guidance.
第四个问题就是，你必须要来找一些你生活周遭能够信任的一些所谓的谋士，这样的一些朋友来请教他们的智慧，他们的一些建议。
Who are the friends that are critical for your success? You must plan. Oh, this friend is very important, so that when I go through my life, I need to consult him and seek his advice for confirmation. Very important.
所以在这步骤里面，你要列出来有哪一些人呢？他对你，比方说走到某一个阶段，哪一些人他能够对你提出最具体的一些评断甚至是批评，但是是善意的是智慧性的，你要把这些人的名字列下来。
All charismatic maniacs, listen. All hyper-spiritual religious Pharisee, listen. If you say, oh, my counsel is me and the Holy Ghost, you're finished.
那现在就请各位这种所有灵恩派的狂热分子，还有这样的这个非常这个非常的这个属灵兮兮的这些朋友们呢，就要跟你们讲，如果你自己写下说，哦，我的最好的一个谋士就是圣灵，再来就是我自己。
It is very dangerous to live life by this rule, me and the Holy Ghost. Very dangerous. At least, to be realistic, me and the Holy Ghost and my wife, me and the Holy Ghost and my pastor, me and the Holy Ghost and my cell group leader. At least that's more realistic.
稍微具体一点，至少说合理一点，你可以写上说哦，有圣灵，有我，那还有我的伴侣，我的妻子或老公，或者是呢，是我小组长，我的牧师。至少你要写下一个人。
Amen. And then now we come to the fifth process is that whatever you have written down, the well-defined plan, now you commit this plan to God in prayer.
第五点非常重要的就是刚刚我们已经经过这么多的步骤把你的目标计划、全部都写下来了现在就是要把你的这个计划所有写下来的东西用祷告带到神面前
And this plan prayer must be according to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6
在第五个步骤我们所谓这样的一个祷告、为计划来做祷告就是在箴言里面第三篇
第五到第六节。
第五到第六节。
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy way acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path.
箴言第三第五到第六节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他并指引你的道路。
In other words.Whatever your plan, don't say, I will make it in life by my own wisdom and my own strength.
换句话说，你绝对不要说写下这些东西之后，你就告诉自己，我一定会靠我的能力自己把它完成。
A self-made achiever is not a Christian.
一个靠自己努力，只单靠，单凭自己力量，不依靠神的人，他不是一个基督徒。
And then he said, Lord, whatever that I have thought through,Lord, I won't depend on my own understanding. Lord, I depend on you with all my heart.
一个基督徒是在我们深思熟虑所写下这一切的计划和步骤之后，我们仍然谦卑地来到神面前说：“是的，神，我愿意降服在你的旨意底下。如果有需要修改，你自己来指引我带领。”
Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him.
因为在第六节很清楚地告诉我们，在我们所行的一切事上都要来认定他。
You say, Lord, these are all my steps. This is my way. This is how I'm going to journey in life. Lord, do you think it is within your will? You tell the Lord all the steps. Acknowledge him in your ways.
所以我们要把我们刚刚所写下来的每一个步骤、每一个计划放到神面前，跟神讲。主啊，这就是我所有要做的一切事，每一个步骤，我要在这一切事情上面来寻求你的带领。
And when you put that plan into His hand, into the hands of God,
当你把你的计划交在神的手中的时候
，you come out from the prayer closet with full of thanksgiving. He will certainly direct my paths.
你从你的祷告密室。心中充满了这样的感恩和喜乐走出来的时候你会发现神他亲自的要来祝福要来成就这一切
So after you have made your plans and after you have committed to God now you come to the next step that is seek his favor in worship
在我们刚刚全部都已经做好了计划安排然后也用祷告交在神手中之后我们接下来一个步骤就是要来寻求神的恩宠
A well-organized plan without God's failure is still a failure
当我们在所有的一切事情上面如果没有得到神特别的宠爱和恩待的时候仍然是会一败涂地
Favor is very crucial for success
神对我们的恩待是生命里面非常重要的一点
So now we come to Psalms 37 verse 4 and 5
我们来看诗篇三十七篇第三十四节，第三跟第四节。
Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires or the goals of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
三十七篇第四节第五节，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给他。当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成就。
Notice Psalms 37 verse 5 is the summary of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6 that we read.
如果你注意的话你会发现37篇的第五节其实就是我们刚刚所读的箴言它的一个总结。
So therefore, Psalms 37 verse 5 is prayer.
37篇第5节就是一个祷告。
But verse 4 is worship.
但第4节是敬拜。
So you must worship the Lord, and as you minister unto Him, God will minister back to you.
当你用敬拜来神面前来服侍他的时候，你会发现神也同样会这样子的来服侍你。
So you must learn to delight yourself in the Lord. You must learn to fall in love with Jesus.
所以我们必须要学会怎么样的要来以耶和华为乐，我们要与主来相恋。
Many people plan their life, and then when they achieve their plan, they backslide.
很多人很多基督徒当神祝福他叫他达到他的这些目标和成就之后他就、开始 就退后了
They pursue goals without worship
他、虽然有达到他的目标但是却没有敬拜神
They leave God out of their plan
他远离弃神让神没有参与他的目标里面
And then number seven After you have made the worship Seeking himFor the shining face of God to shine on your path, now you come to number seven, seek His wisdom for success.
第六点，在我们刚刚是用敬拜来以耶和华为乐，让神来求神的恩典临到我们的身上之后呢，我们就必须要、做到第七点是。
Seek His wisdom for success.
来寻求神他的智慧指引我们。
For this topic, we need seven sessions.
那这一点呢我们还要另外开七堂课来讲
But to simplify today Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 8 verse 14、
但是我们用简单的一句话 一句经节来解释的话是在箴言第八章第十四节
Counsel is mine and sound wisdom I am understanding I have strength By me kings reign And princes decree justice
箴言第八章第十四节我有谋略和真知识我乃聪明我有能力帝王借我做国位君王借我借定公平
If you want to reign in life
如果你要在你的生命里面要能够来所谓的做国位
A king and a prince is a picture of success
在我们圣经里面所看到这样的一个国王这样的一个君王其实代表的就是一个成功的生命
because the king is very successful because he's very prosperous he owned the land he owned properties he's a prosperous man
因为一个君王就代表是什么他能够统管一片土地而且在他统管之下拥有非常多的财富所以这样的一个人就是一个成功的生命
a king without wisdom will lose his empire in no time
但是一个君王如果他没有谋略和知识的话就会失掉他的国土
so you mustseek God for wisdom on how to carry out the plan of God.
因此你必须要来寻求神给你智慧让你知道如何实行你的计划来成功。
So please don't be in a hurry to be a millionaire.
所以你绝对、
don't be in a hurry to be a millionaire.
Hurry.
Hurry.
Not be a hurry. 绝对不要急着要成为一个百万富翁。
Because you don't even learn how to plan your life yet.
因为你都还没有学会怎么样为你的生命做出计划。
Then after that we come to the eighth step.
现在来看第八点。
After you seek God for wisdom and you went and carried out the plan, you come to the eighth step, waiting in expectation of hope of the achievement of that plan.
当你开始把所有的计划交在神面前，你也来寻求神的智慧。第八点很重要的就是你要开始学会在神面前来等候。神的时间等候神他来帮助你成就一切
Psalms 37 verse 7 and verse 34 verse 7 rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him fret not thyself because of him who prosper in the way because of the man who bring wicked devices to pass
诗篇37篇的第七节还有第34节第七节你当默然倚靠耶和华耐心等候他不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的就心怀不平第三十四节
Verse 34 Wait on the Lord and keep his way and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land when the wicked are cut off thou shalt see it
你当等候耶和华遵守他的道他就抬举你使你承受地土恶人被剪除的时候你必看见
A lot of people while they are pursuing goals without patience they give up halfway through
大多数的人在他们要往成功的这条路上走的时候，他们一遇到一些困难或者是一些逼迫就放弃，那因此他们都没有办法达成目标。
Hebrew chapter 6 says faith and patience inherit the promise.
在希伯来书第六章很清楚地告诉我们，耐心加上信心是什么？是我们能够承受地土的一个应许。
Your goals or the promise of God can only be achieved if you have faith and patience.
我们今天要能够达到神在我们生命上所定的这一切的目标，就必须要付出耐心，还要付上我们的信心。
To be a successful man, you need at least 20 years of experience in life.
要成为一个成功的人，你至少要在生命上累积了有20年的经验。
When I explore successful ministries, I observe their life.
当我去观察一些非常成功的一些传道人的时候，我会看他们的生命。
Recently, I found out that there was a particular successful ministry that was celebrating their 20th anniversary.
最近有一个事工呢，他们正在有一个非常成功的一个事工。他们最近在办他们20年的一个周年庆。
And on that anniversary day, I saw, I hear, and I learned.
在他们这个周年庆当中，我就去观察，跟他们学习，从他们所做的各样的事情，我来学习他们的一些榜样。
Success never comes in few years; it comes through a long period of time.
成功是需要花时间去琢磨、去累积的，绝对不是一蹴即成。
And then this man came to the pulpit and said, "I have pursued this dream for 28 years."
结果这个传道人他来到讲台上，他说：“我盼望我在心，我已经等待了28年才看到这一个这个意向、这个梦想成就。”
And I look at him and say, "That was the beginning of the international explosion, 28 years."
可是你知道吗？是等了28年之后，才让这个事工开始迈向一个国际化的一个事工。
Pat on your own shoulder, say, "I'm not too bad after all."
但他却自己安慰拍拍肩膀，自己安慰自己说，毕竟我还做得不太差，28年而已。
Sometimes we make goals so unrealistic. 5 years, God, why you still not making it happen in my life?
有的时候我们的目标非常的不合实际，我们就会说哈，我怎么做，我等了5年了都还没有成就。
Read your book carefully.
好好的仔细的看你的书。
It takes David 20 years to be finally fully established well in his dynasty.
圣经里面让我们看到大卫至少花了20年的时间才让他登上王位。
It takes Joseph 24 years to step onto the throne as a prime minister to before execute policies of the land.
对约瑟来讲，也是等了24年的时间，才让他从逼迫、从监牢里面出来，然后坐上一个宰相的位置来统管埃及。
If you're not successful now, never mind. Learn the process of how to be successful.
即使你觉得你现在还不成功，或者在5年内你也看不到，但是你要知道，让你现在就有一个这个成功者的一个态度。
I tell people, take your time.
我常常跟劝人说，你要花时间，要有耐心。
If you have goals, if you have prayer, and you have a love for God, it will come to pass.
只要你在你的等候上面，你有一个爱神的心，你有耐心，有信心，你也有计划，你有祷告，你就绝对可以成就。
I'm not in a hurry.
你知道吗？我一点都不急。
I know my every move. I know I plan, and I watch, and I wait.
我对我所做的每一件事情我都有计划，也非常的清楚，所以我一点都不急躁。
Don't ever live life carelessly.
绝对不要荒度你的这个生命，浪费你的时间。
And then when the 8th step come to pass, now we come to the final step. Define your personal rewards for achieving this goal.
在我们完成前面做到前面8点之后，第9点最后一点就是对你自己，当你达到这些目标之后呢，来定出一个你对个人的奖赏。
If you achieve a goal, honey, let's go for a tour.
好比说我现在达到这个目标了，你就跟你讲说，老婆那我们一块出去旅游一下吧，旅行一下。
No, many people are workaholic and work and work. All they do is work.
有些人他是工作狂，他所知道的就是每天工作工作。
I told my wife, I said, hey.If we have time, this is what we should do together.
我常常会跟我太太讲说，如果我们安排出一些时间的话，做完这些事，我们就找时间出去玩一玩，走一走。
You know what I discover about life?
我在生命里面找发现一件事情。
I discover my life from the book of Ecclesiastes. He say, God wants me to enjoy my life.
我从传道书里面有一句话就发现到这个真理，就是神他其实要我什么享受生命。
Wow, people work so hard, and I say, wow, they work like a donkey, and they end up like a grumpy person in the grave.
我看到很多人，他们是什么？就像一头驴啊，就像埋头的，一直苦干，一直做，一直做。他根本不知道怎么样的来享受生命，享受神给他的这一切。
When I achieve my goal of coming to Taiwan, when I go home, I say, let's go for a dinner, and let's go out.
像好比说当我来台湾这边有服事，在我完成在台湾的这一段服事之后，回去新加坡一定会跟我家人讲说，一走我们出去好好吃顿晚餐。
Amen. You must learn to live life in a way that you will not become a miserable person.
你必须要学会怎么样的来享受你所辛劳得到收成的这一切，才不会让你成为一个非常忧郁，一个很郁卒的人。
Because most people after they achieve the first million, they go for the second million and the third million, and then their family will fall apart. At the end, they love their work more than family, and they ended up in a divorce.
有很多人他，可能我们会听到，就是有些人他赚到了他第一个一百万，他就想，那我要再赚更多。他又去赚了第二个一百万，他一直想赚钱，到了最后他们的结局常常很凄惨。可能最后就是以离婚、家庭破裂做收场。
Amen. What's the use of achieving your goal and you ended up in a divorce?
如果今天你能够赚得全世界，可是你最后你的家庭婚姻是破裂的，又有什么益处？
What's the use of achieving your goal at the end? Your own children doesn't like you.
如果你今天赚到了所有的财富，可是你的孩子却恨你，那又有什么益处？
What's the use of achieving your goals when you step on your friends to achieve as a stepping stone to success and you lost all your friends?
如果今天你是踩在你的这个朋友，踩在你所有的朋友的肩头上，走上成功之路，等到你成功之后，你发现你一个人是什么孤立的，没有任何朋友，又有什么意义？
Now we're going to talk about examining the worthiness of the objective or goals and aims.
我们接下来要来看我们的目标，我们这样的一个目的，它的价值在哪里？
Three pointers.
有三点。
What do your goals mean to you?
第一点就是你的目标对你有什么意义？
Number two, what do they mean to others, to your family members and to friends around you?
第二点，这些目标对你的家人又有什么意义？
Number three, what do they mean to the cause of Christ, the goal of the kingdom?
第三点，这些目标对基督所付上的代价，也就是对神的国度又有什么意义？
Amen. And now we conclude.
最后我们做个结论。
And I conclude with 10 questions.
我的结论是十个问题。
I call it the 10 checklist of your goal setting program.
那这十个问题就是我所谓我简称为检验你成功的一个问卷表。
Question number one.
第一点。
Do I really have a plan for achieving my goals?
第一点，我对我所写出来的目标对要达成目标有没有计划？
Question number two. Have I set goals in all my endeavors in life? All the departments and compartments of my life.
第二点，我对我生命的每一个层面，生活上的每一个层面，是不是都做出计划？
That's why my title is called Prayerful Planning in All Affairs of Life.
也就是今天我的主题为什么是讲是生命里面的每一件事情要有祷告性的计划。
You must have plans for your own personal life. You must have plans for your family, for your children. Many areas of your life must all have goals.
这些计划不是只包含你个人而已，还包括你的妻子、你的配偶，甚至还有你的下一代，这些全部都要包含在你的目标之内。
Question number three.
第三个问题，
Do I review my goals daily?
我是不是每一天都有来检验我的这些目标？
Oh, this is a very important step.
这一点非常重要。
Question number four. Will the goals get me where I want to go?
第四个问题就是这些目标会不会带我走到我的终极目的？
Question number five. Will it violate my conscience?
第五点，这些目标跟我的良心有没有违背？
If your goal is, I want to have $3 million by robbing that bank next door, that violates the conscience and the moral principles of life.
换句话说，今天我如果是想要借着抢劫银行、打劫人家，然后来成为一个有钱人，那这根本就是违背良心，也违背圣经。
Number six, will it violate the rights and the privacy of others?
第六个问题是，这些目标有没有去触犯人家的权利？
If you have a goal that you can achieve only at the expense of hurting and wounding your neighbors, that is wrong.
如果今天要达到的为了要达到你的目标，你必须要什么牺牲别人的益处，牺牲别人来或者是来这个苦待别人才能够达到，这就有问题。
不择手段，那个就是我们所应该做的。Number seven is, will my family be able to enjoy the rewards of my accomplishments?
第七点，我的家人会不会跟我一样来享受达到这些目标的一个成果？
A lot of people achieve their goals, but their families are neglected.
很多人他虽然达到他们个人的目标，但是却遭到家人的遗弃。
We should achieve the goal as a unit, as a whole together, as a family together.
今天我们所定的目标，我们要是要跟着家人一起重新的来达到这些目标。
My battles is my wife's battles. My victory is also my wife's victory.
因此，我个人的征战也是什么？我的配偶的征战，我的得胜也是他的得胜。
Number eight, will the pursuit of my goals a reasonable attainment?
我的第八个问题就是，我想要追求。
Will the pursuit of my goals?Looks like a possible, a reasonable attainment.
我这些目标是不是能够可期待，就是可达成的呢？合理的，可以达到的。
If you are age 40 and your goal is I want to be an astronaut and go to the moon, this is an impossibility because you will never be approved by the NASA. Age 40.
如果今天你已经40岁了，可是你却还是在做白日梦，说啊，我真希望能够成为一个太空人。到那个太空总署去那边接受一些训练，飞到月球。那我告诉你，这个梦想是不合实际的。
NASA will say you are disqualified, simply you are too old.
因为你到了太空总署，他就会告诉你说，你已经太老了，四十岁，你根本没有办法来。
Number nine.
第九点。
Am I willing to pay the price for my success?
第九个问题，我愿意为这些成功付上代价吗
？This is very important.
这是非常重要的一点。
A lot of people have big, wonderful goals, but they are not willing to sweat and pay the price.
许多人他们有很伟大的梦想，但是他一点努力都不愿付出。
It takes a costly price to achieve your goals.
今天要达到你的目标，都必须要付上代价。
Number ten.
第十个问题。
Will I be a better person in God's view for setting and achieving these goals?
当我达到这些目标，那么我在神眼里看来是不是一个在神眼里看来是不是一个可喜悦的人呢
？At the end of your goal, you become a millionaire, but your heart has become a crafty fox. I'm telling you, you are not a better person in God's eyes.
也就是说，如果今天即使你今天真的成为一个百万富翁，但是你的心却离神非常的远，那你的生命也是没有价值的。
It is very sad that when I contact many businessmen.I find their heart is very impure.
在我跟一些非常有钱的一些基督徒，一些富有的基督徒接触之后，我觉得一点很可悲的，就是他们的心离神都非常的远。
99% of the time, I may be wrong. Their hearts are not pure.
在有99%的时间呢，他们的心根本就是不纯正的，不纯洁的。
And that's why a fire has come.Through the economic shaking to purify businessmen.
这也就是为什么我们现在在这样的一个经济结构里面，我们看到神他吹下这样的一个圣洁、一个洁净的火，来开始烧尽所有这一切不洁净的这一切在这个经济结构里面的东西。
You should end your goal becoming a better person, not a bitter person.
今天我们在生命里面一定要定下一个目标，成为一个什么更好的人，而不是成为一个更苦读的人。
Would you be more like Christ at the end of your goal?
你愿意在达成这些目标之后，仍然是什么渴慕成为一个更像基督的人吗
？Or you become a pig?
或者你成为一条猪
？You know what's a pig? Very greedy. I want some more. Eat, eat. I want. You become a pig.
猪代表是什么？就是贪婪，就是你有了还要再有，你就是贪得无厌。
Never satisfied with food, you want some more.
他永远吃不够，他就想要再吃，不断的吃。
And so let's be a man and not an animal.
所以让我们成为一个人，一个像神的人，而不是成为一个动物。
But more a man that is redeemed, conformed to the image of Christ.
是成为一个什么？经过救赎，让我们的心思意念，让我们在形象上面是越来越像神的一个人。
Amen.
Amen.
The end. This is the first step towards the journey of success and prosperity.
今天早上所讲的是朝向我们当我们要迈向成功之路所踏出的第一步。
Amen. Now is question air time.
现在是这个问与答的时间，问答的时间。
Anyone have any question like that you like to ask me, and if I find it appropriate, I will answer accordingly.
任何人如果你有问题的话，那我听过你的问题之后，如果发现可以在大就是在大家面前来回答你，我就会做一些解答。
Don't ask me question like what is the genetic code of a pig. I won't answer you that. I'm not a scientist.
就是比方说，你绝对不要问我说请问一下那个猪的它的基因体是怎么样，因为那个我不懂。
因为我不是科学家。
对，我不是生物学家。
Amen. Any question? Yes. Would you like to come forward and take the mic and ask the question?
可不可以请姐妹到前面来拿麦克风，这样我们可以把所有的问题都录下来。
Our dear sister is from 高雄。
这位姐妹是从高雄上来的。
那个我现在要为他做一点见证啊。他上次在世界财经那个大动荡里面所讲世界经济的动向，我觉得这真的是他是真的是出自于神的启示。那我女儿他们有来这边参加，那时候我在国外，他就把那本书寄给我，我仔细的看了以后呢，也推荐给国外的弟兄姊妹。那我也是心里有感动，就照他所启示的话这样子去做投资，结果呢真的是神的话一句都不落空，他真是要把世界上所有的财富真的就是要赏赐给我们所有信靠他的儿女。那今天我还有一个题目，就是说我想要再请教，我希望这个问题你们不要觉得我好像是很不实力，因为我真的是很渴慕，我也从高雄，我们昨天开车到这边来，我很羡慕台北的弟兄姊妹这么方便跑来就可以听。那这个问题就是说，现在世界的经济还有那个财经的方向，我是感觉到是好像是跟你上次讲的是很像，但是因为我缺少就是像你的这种神给你的这种特殊的亮光，那就在未来的这十年当中，神给你的启示是不是就像上次你所提示的，有没有大转变？
这个是很实际的一个问题。我先这样的说，当时神给我那个异梦，就是在1998年3月，我看到世界的大动荡的时候，神给我看到三项，但是神说你只可以写一项，第二第三不能说，因为太早说人家不相信被逼迫，第二第三讲出来你们会非常的惊讶。所以第一项是说经济大动荡你就可以去写，所以我就写了那一本书。那一本书是一个启示性的看见，所以我们看那本书的时候要多祷告，多思考，多去研究，不要表面上看了就说 去做一个结论，哦，这件事就是这样啊。我觉得这是谭牧师所想而所写的，你所想的不是我所想的，因为我的感想你没有摸到，你只是用你自己的查验而说，哎，我结论这就是谭牧师所表明的，这不是我的意思。好，那么关于这一个问题呢，其实明年我们讲第二个课程经济的时候，我们就会讲这一方面，我们也会讲投资，所以现在我讲的好像不大，时间不大准，但是我可以保证你一件事，这十年你会看到我书所写的完全成就。好，第二个问题。 Yes， 过来那个麦克风。
Can I say my question in English? Okay, wait, let me make this sure that I'm not talking about my husband, okay? Because I love my husband, and so I'm not talking about anybody else here. So my question is, let's say somebody has prophesied over you that you're about to do something in God's ministry, but then your biggest foe or your biggest stumbling block is the one that you love. So how do you go about that? Here you are, you think that God wants you to do something and you're sure about it. I guess it's the timing that you don't know, but on the other hand, you have a big stumbling block, and let's say it could be your husband or somebody else that you love.
你要翻一下吗？
我们姐妹的问题是，她是讲到说，比方说我们可能有一些人得到一些预言，一些先知性的预言，那在预言里面呢，而且这个接受预言的他是一个已婚者，那在预言当中是讲到说，这个人他在生命里面要有一个很伟大的服事，很伟大的事工，但是这个人他发现在他生命里面居然要让他达到那个事工，去做出那些事工，最大的障碍就是他的配偶，可能他的丈夫，或者是他最亲爱的人，最贴近的人，那这个时候该怎么办？
For that question, at the end of my sermon, I give you the number 10 question. That is, would you become a better person for setting and achieving that goal for your own life?
记不记得我们刚刚在用十个问题做结论的最后一点，第十个，你愿不愿意让自己，就是说在达到这些目标的同时，也成为一个更好的人，而不是一个苦读的人。
If you achieve this goal at the expense of a broken family, no.
如果因此就是说，如果你是要来牺牲别人，不择手段达到这些目标，那我也劝你不要做。
God is in the business of saving and restore broken homes, so don't go and destroy His good redemptive purpose.
你要知道，神已经忙着在救这些破碎的婚姻了，那我们就不要再就是再加一把劲，好像火上加油。
Because God always says, when He created man, look at His original intention. When He created the garden, He didn't tell Adam, "This is my goal for your life." No, He bring Adam and wife together and speak to both of them with the same goal and the same purpose. They achieve together.
记不记得在创世纪里面，当神他创造了亚当，他创造了花园的时候，他不是只有把亚当带到花园里面讲说，这是我给你生命的目标，他是把两个人，亚当跟夏娃一起带到花园里面说，你们两个人生命的目标就是这个，所以是两个人共同体。
But if you still have conflict over such a goal,
但是如果在为了要达到这样的目标，仍然发现有一些的冲突。
I believe that the way of God is the way of wisdom.
我相信神的道路就是智慧的开端。
Because the Bible says wisdom, like in Proverbs 3 verse 17, all her ways are pleasantness and all her paths are peace.
在箴言书第三章第十七节里面就讲到，神所有一切的道路都在神的命定当中。
And so the James chapter 3 says, the wisdom from above is filled with the fruit of peace.
在雅各书第三章里面也同样讲到这个神他的 the spirit of God
fruit of peace
这个圣灵的果子呢就是从天上降下，这是一个带有平安的。
So if you move ahead of your spouse and cause a contradiction and a conflict, you will result in the absence of peace, resulting in strife in the family, and all evil work will prevail in your family.
换句话说，如果今天你为了要达到这些目标，去产生了家庭的冲突和许多的这个破裂，那你根本就失去了这个圣灵的果子，没有这样的一个平安和平在里面，那你就失掉了神的旨意。
Follow the rule of guidance. Observe the law of peace.
所以在我们要行的每一件事情上面，不要忘了一个原则，就是一个平安，一个和平，和平相处的原则。
But on the other hand，
但是的确还有另外从另外一个角度来讲。
If your spouse really receives an answer from the Lord, it is God's will for that person to serve the Lord.
如果今天这个配偶他从神的从直接从神那边得到一个启示说他的丈夫或他的妻子应该要来服侍神。
You know that God has called that person to the ministry.
你非常清楚知道神呼召你的配偶出来服侍。
And you are the stumbling block.
但是你明知故犯，你却是什么？不让他阻止他来成就。
God will remove you.
你要知道，神就会把你这个绊脚石给挪走。
Now let me qualify the statement.
那我稍微澄清一下。
When I say God remove you, I mean God will discipline you.
我所谓的挪开，不是就让你不见了。
God is not a destroyer.
神要开始管教你。
God will make sure that you will be humbled in order to really willingly accept His call and His will.
神他会开始管教你这个人，让你愿意甘心乐意的谦卑的来帮助你的配偶完成神的呼召。
So there are two sides of the same coin.
所以其实就好像一个铜板两个面一样，你要从不同的角度来看。
On both angles, we also have to consider.
所以两个角度都有我们要考量的地方。
So we cannot say you are right and I'm wrong. No, no.
我们绝对不能讲说你对我错怎么样。
Prayerfully seek God and then consult your elders.
所以一定要什么非常附上祷告的来寻求神的面，同时也一起来那个来问你们教会的这些长职。
I hope that is sufficient for your answer.
这样子回答可以吗？
谢谢陈牧师我觉得这是一个我觉得今天的非常有逻辑性的这样子这个 process 让我reconfirm 就是说我现在做的。可是关于那个 4P 假设你有这个你已经平常像很多人都有平常会喜欢做计划，然后他会 execute， 然后他的确有产出有 achieve some goal。 However 我觉得 my concern 我的问题是第一个 purpose。So, 他你的问题是说 What is the purpose of my life? 我们的目的 What is our calling? 我觉得每个人都有不同的 calling， 可是我听到很多教会他们我们要常常去探索说主带我们旨意是什么。那我的问题就是可能我问题不是问得很清楚，但就是说这个 purpose 是一个价值观还是在神国的一个职位。那假设你三个 P 都可以达到了，那你而且你可以做得还不错的话，那你怎么知道你所另外三个 P 做得好有符合到第一个 purpose？ 那我们怎么样透过哪些方法或方式可以知道说这是 God's calling， 是 God's 在你身上所要展现的一个 purpose？
That's why I say that the beginning of the journey begins not with planning but first through a season of prayer in the discovery of God's plan。
所以要回答姐妹你的问题的话，就要想到我们刚刚前面一开始的时候，我们开宗明义就强调，今天我们要达到要做到所有这一切，我们今天所讲的每一件事情，必须要先经过什么一段时间的祷告和寻求。
We live in a technological age. We want everything instant.
我们今天活在一个高科技的时代，所以什么呢？我们马上就要有答案。
Because seeking God is no fun.
因为要 寻求等候神的面是不太好玩的事。
Because you seek God for 1 week, 2 weeks, and 1 month, and you say, "Ah, give up, lah. God will never speak to me. I'm not a prophet."
那我们可能就这样讲，等了一个礼拜，又等了一个月，发现好像还是没听到，我们就觉得算了算了，还是自己做计划比较好。
Normally, seeking God requires 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, or even a year.
通常要寻求神的声音，他的一个他的旨意。至少要花一个月甚至长到一年的时间。
So you have to die to self.
因此你必须要什么愿意舍己。
Because you must have this policy, you will not move until God make the first move.
你必须要先定下一个原则是什么，除非神动，否则你不动。
If God don't reveal his plan, you will not make your first move.
除非神向你显明他的计划，你绝对不做任何的安排。
Because you only planOn top of what God has planned for you.
因为你能够做的安排是什么？是在神所显明给你的，把它做出计划。
And once you discover God's plan,
一旦你知道你明白神的计划之后
，and you continue to live a prayerful life,
然后你继续活着，过着一个这样祷告的生活
，and you continue to love the Lord,
那你也继续的来爱神
，then the Lord's hand will always be there.To guide your every steps.
你就会看见神的手是不断的在你的身上，他来恩待你，带领你。
Before, during, and after, without the presence of God, your plan is a vain plan.
不管在你的你的计划的前就是前后，在你的所有要完成计划的之前到它的结束，你都必须要有神的同在。
If you did it without God.You are just a worldly person.
如果今天你是不靠不依靠神来达成这些或做出你的计划
You're a worldly person.
今天你就是一个外邦人而已
But if you have God by your side, He will bring you through by His grace.
那你会发现只要你有神的同在在你身旁带领你的话，今天不管你即使做出一个错误的安排，神都会有恩典来带领你走过一切。
You remember in the book of Exodus?
记不记得在出埃及记里面
？God revealed His plan to Moses.
神他将他的旨意，他的这个计划向摩西讲。
He said, "My plan is that I will deliver my people from Egypt and I will bring them to Canaan."
神计划很清楚的说，我就是要你把这个以色列人带出埃及。
So did God bring them halfway, and then at the Red Sea, they say, "Oh, I'm not going to help you anymore."
就以色列人呢，他走到了这个红海之前，他就说啊，我不要去了，我不要过。
No, if it is God's plan, God will make sure by His grace the Red Sea will open.
可是你想想看，神他的旨意既然是要把以色列人带出来，他一定什么会完成他。
God will always fulfill His plan.
神永远会对他的话语信实。
Because He is a faithful God.
因为他是个信实的神。
But it is always man that upset His plan.
但往往都是我们人触犯了神。
It is man that pollute His beautiful plan.
而都是我们人呢，让他的这个计划受到污染。
Amen. Next question. During the financial difficult days, I attended one conference of strategic prayer by a great servant of God. At the end of the meeting, when it was time for me to write down the amount of my offering,It just took me within a few seconds to fill up the offering paper and put it into the offering bag. Then I was surprised by the amount of money which actually was beyond my current ability. I knew that it was guided by the Holy Spirit. Deep in my spirit, I knew God truly wants to deliver me from the depths by His miracle. My question is, should I borrow from someone to fulfill this offering process to make God move? Or should I work diligently to save this amount to give this offering to make Him move? Or something else?
这个人他的问题是说他先解释他在有一次他财务上经历一些困难的时候呢曾经有一个特会他是讲到有一个非常非常被神所使用的一个传道人他在带的一个祷告的一个特会当中那么在特会结束的时候 他们就鼓励所有的会众参与的人要来写下他们要为这个就是要做出奉献的一个一个价钱，奉献的金额有多少。他说他没有花没有多久的时间，他就写下他所要奉献就是说他愿意奉献的金额，他就投在那个奉献袋里面。但是事后他才发现他所写的这个金额远远超过他目前的经济的能力，但是他又确定这的确是出自于圣灵的感动所以他现在想要问神他想要问谭牧师的是说，究竟今天他应该是要来向人借钱来完成来达成他所对神的承诺，或者是就是做出这一笔奉献好使神能够工作，或者是他应该要努力的工作把钱存到了之后呢他才做出这一笔奉献。
For this person I would say a word of praise that your handwriting is very beautiful.
首先我要先赞美这位不晓得弟兄还姐妹，你的这个笔迹非常的漂亮。
Now for this personI would encourage you strongly to attend my next seminar.
对于这个人呢，我要非常的鼓励你来参加我15-18号的这场特会。
I mean it with all my heart.
我是说真的。
Because in my next seminar, I'm going to talk about how to overcome financial debt.
因为我在下一场的教导特别就是专注在怎么样的去偿还所有债务。
We're going to talk about steps on how to do it.
在里面会有很实际的步骤。
So I will encourage you to come because it's going to be a very detailed sermon.
因为我绝对要鼓励你们来参加，因为它是一个非常仔细非常详尽的一个教导。
Because I'm going to talk about different levels of debts.
在这里面我也会讲到债务的不同程度。
Now the second issue is how do I have a miracle to.Have a debt release in my life.
那第二个就是说，我怎么样能够在我的还清这个债务的上面看见神迹
？If you need to borrow to have this miracle, you are on your wrong step, wrong move.
我想很明显的就是，如果今天你是必须要去借钱才能够促成这个神迹，这就不叫神迹了。
If now you don't have the ability to give currently, I think you are really wrong.You are really wrong. Yeah, believe it now.
如果你现在也没有这个能力来做的话，你也是错了。
If you think that you have heard from the Lord,
如果你确信你当初写下这一笔奉献的金额的确是出于神的感动
，then I would advise you to take more time to seek His face again.
那我就鼓励你，你一定要再花更多的时间重新回到神面前来寻求。
Give yourself another 1 month.
至少给你给你自己一个月的时间。
At least when you attend my second seminar, you will be having more instruction on what to do.
至少呢，你如果来参加我第二场的教导的话，你会得到更多的一些更明确的一些的这个指示。
On this debt release, I'm not teaching in the evening. I'm not teaching in the evening.
这些东西我在今天晚上不会教。
No. In my next seminar, I'm not teaching in the evening service.
我在下一场，对不起，我在下一场特会里面，我晚上没有课。
Right, is.
我晚上没有。
It is in the daytime I'm teaching.
是白天的课。
Because when you talk on debt, it's not very exciting.
因为当我们要讲到债务的时候，本来就不是太高兴的一些话题。
So, in the daytime, I begin to be more instructional.
所以我就是想用在白天的时间呢，很仔细的来跟各位做教导。
So sign up for that seminar.
那我就鼓励这位发问的你能够去报名参加我。
At least I am very firm in my belief. At least you get a proper general guideline concerning your debt problem.
因为我可以确信的是，你在下一场的聚会里面，你可以对你现在的问题得到一个非常一个明确的一个教导和认识。
Amen. Next question, please.
下一个问题。
虽然谭牧师说明年他才会讲未来经济，那么在未来，谭牧师他所领受或者观察的是哪些产业哦？是未来经济大动荡的里面是热门的，是可以花时间的。
It is part of my next year's syllabus. But why sometimes I am very reluctant to tell, there is a reason.
刚刚, George 他所问的这个呢, 其实是在 谭牧师他明年的这个教导的这个课程里面已经做出计划, 但问题是, 为什么我故意不讲呢? A
few months ago, a multimillionaire comes and see me.
几个月之前有一个百万富翁他来找我,
and he asked me this question.
他就问我这个问题,
what do you think will be the next best investment?
他就说, 他只讲, 他说, 接下来这个这段时间哪, 做哪方面投资比较好?
And the Holy Spirit said, don't tell.
但圣灵却禁止我说,
his hands are not clean.
因为他圣灵让我看到, 这个人的手, 双手并不洁净。
There are many times God was very reluctant to tell because his people are not ready.
有的常常我们会发现神不愿意显明他的旨意他的奥秘是因为我们不是守节清心的人
But occasionally
但偶尔 有的时候呢 我会这个透露一点消息
Recently there was a sister that come to me
那前段时间有一个姐妹来找我
She's my coordinator for Indonesia's ministry
她是我在印尼那边办公室事工的一个负责人
And then she tell me her plan
他就跟我讲他的一些计划
I said, no, this is not good for end time purpose
那我就跟他讲说 我就透露说 这个对末日的这样的一个大使命呢
You want to make big bucks, change your plans
如果你在末后世代要赚很多钱的话 要改变一下你的计划
And I teach her how to change her plan
我就透露给他 教他怎么样的改他的计划
So that money keep flowing every day like water from the water pipe
结果你知道吗 这些钱啊, 真的就是从天上这样, 上天下流的倒下来
So you must pray that your heart will be ready
所以你首先要先祷告 为你的心做预备 来祷告
And God has a powerful plan
你要知道 神有一个非常什么 大有能力的计划
You know I learned from an experience In 98 when I shared God's plan The Lord slapped me
我从我98年那一次的教导学到一个痛苦的教训，就是教导完之后，神就狠狠打我一巴掌。
Because I review too much.
因为我透露太多消息。And
then God said, "Look, they are not ready."
因为神告诉我说，这些人呢都还没有预备好。
So now I become more smarter.
所以我现在就学有智慧了。
So I don't tell everything that I know.
我就不会把我所知道的每一件事情都告诉大家。
That's why many of my deep teachings has not been released yet.
所以你会发现我还有很多更深入的教导并没有透露出来
The deeper operations of wisdom has not been released yet
你要知道那个深藏在我心里面那个深水还没有被挤出来
Because you have to be ready
因为首先你要先预备自己
You say, but pastor, if I don't know God's plan then what will be my next move?
那你可能会问我说 我如果不知道神的计划 那我怎么知道我下一步该怎么走?
Your next move is make sure you continue to maintain a clean heart before God.
你的下一步我可以告诉各位就是什么? 你要在神面前来谨守保守你的心
Because I know one thing, the end time transfer of wealth, it will be into the Joseph company.
我可以确定的告诉各位一点就是在末后的世代所有这些财富要转移到 这些基督徒的手中，但是这是什么样的基督徒？是一群属于约瑟世代的人。
Who is Joseph?
约瑟是什么样的人呢？
A man that have gone through the fire.
他是一个经过火炼的一个人。
A man that has been broken by God.
是一个被神破碎的人。
And until your selfish desire die in the prison cell.
除非今天你愿意下到监牢，你愿意被神谦卑破碎下来。
God will not use you as the next Joseph to bless the land.
神就没有办法来用你，来像用约瑟一样。
So first ask God to purify your heart before God put millions into your hand.
因此你的第一步就是你要先来求神，来洁净你的心，你要在神面前谦卑地寻求他。
I hope that will be enough for the time. One last question.
最后一个问题。
许多的那个宣教机构都面临那个经济的困难
那像我们就是我跟我先生服侍的那个机构，我们是做大陆事工的，就是我们三个月的那个薪水都是打七折这样子。那就是想要问实际的，就是说宣教的机构你如何实际的面对经济的困境，就是。
I believe one of the wise strategy for ministry was practiced by YM, Youth with a Mission.
我相信，其实我觉得对所有福音事工他们在财务上面的一个答案，应该是就是学习像青年使命团他们的一个原则。
They train all their co-workers and they instruct everyone must live by faith.
他们训练他们所每一位同工，但是也告诉他们要。凭信心来生活。
But how do they survive in the ministry?
那究竟在这样的一个事工里面是怎么样的存活下来呢？
They are instructed to go out and minister to people and let those people become their partners for the ministries.
训练的方式就是他鼓励所有的同工到外面去，到各地去来服侍别人，然后让这些所被他们服侍的人最终成为他们事工上的一个伙伴。
So,When they bless you, you pray for them.
也就是说，当他们这些人呢，他们来支持你的时候，你也他们来祝福你的事工，你也要为他们付上祷告。
The more partners you have, the more finance will come in.
当你有越多这样的一个支持的一些伙伴，你的这些财务也就越不是问题。
I give special attention to my partners.
对我来讲，我非常注重我的事工的一切伙伴。
There are people who ask me for prayer. I do pray, but I will only give special things to my partners only.
当然有不少人也会要为他们祷告，我也会为他们祷告。只是在我的这个优先次序上面呢，我会特别花时间在我的这些支持的这些同工上面。
It is the same for every ministry. Men of God only take care, special care for partners. You are not their partners. You are just an ordinary.Christian attending a meeting.
不止我这样，其实在所有世界各地的事工他们都是如此。对于那些有支持有在金钱上面支持他们的这些人呢，这些事工也特别会花时间为他们祷告，为他们祝福。
My friend I told you in Indonesia, she was my partner.
我刚刚分享到那位在印尼的姐妹，她就是我支持我的一个伙伴。
When I was having a struggle in my finance, she feeds me.
当我在财务上面如果有遇到一些困难，她就会来帮助我。
She is not a high achiever in life.
她虽然在生命上，你可能不会称她为一个超级成功的人。
She works in a bank.
她只是一个银行行员。
But yet she sacrificially sows.
但是你知道吗？她却是信实而且愿意甘心乐意的去撒种。
And you know, Indonesian currency is very low.
印尼的钱币非常扁。
So when they transfer back to my local currency, it's very little.
所以他所奉献的这个钱呢，换成新加坡币之后，并不值多少钱。
I know her sacrifice.
但是我了解她的牺牲。
And because she is my partner.
那也因为她是支持我的。
I tell all my partners.
所以我会为他们祷告。
When I'm up, you will stay up.
我告诉他们是，当神高举我，你们也同样会被高举。
Whatever I have will flow into your life.
所有神祝福我的，也会流到你们身上。
And from that level of a clerk, she promote now to be a manager.
结果你知道，从那个时候开始，他就被晋升到成为银行里面的经理。
And now her next step is will become a businesswoman.
他接下来下一个阶段就是要自己独立出来，成为一个成功的一个商人。
So get your partners and pray for your partners that your partners will prosper and they will give to you.
所以要鼓励你的事工机构呢，要开始来寻找这样的一个在财务上面支持你的盟友。那你要为这些盟友来开始为他们祷告，你就会发现神要来祝福你们双方。
Amen. Amen.